He is on Holy Rood, the tree. He is himself the fruit of the tree. Jesus is the fruit of eternal life, which was on the second tree in the Garden of Eden. When man had eaten of the fruit of the first tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he is said to have been expelled from the garden. He had already expelled himself from the garden. The garden is the place of unity, non-duality, non-duality of male and female, non-duality of man and God, non-duality of good and evil. You eat the duality and you're on the way out. So this tree of the non-duality is the tree of the exit. Now, the tree of coming back to the garden is the tree of immortal life, where you know that I and the Father are one, and the two that seem to become one again. And this is exactly the tree under which the Buddha sits.
Tree of wisdom?
The tree of immortal life, of the knowledge of immortal life. And the Buddha under his tree and Christ hanging on his tree are the same image. They are the same image. The one who has died to the flesh and been reborn in the spirit. This is an essential experience of any mystical realization. You die to your flesh and are born to your spirit. You identify yourself with the consciousness and life of which your body is but the vehicle. You die to the vehicle and become identified in your consciousness with that of which the vehicle is the carrier. Do you understand me? And that is the God. So that what you get in the vegetation traditions is this notion of identity behind the surface display of duality. Identity behind it all. All of these are manifestations of the one. The one radiance shines through all things. The function of art, in a way, is to reveal through the object here the radiance. And that's what you get when you see the beautiful organization of a fortunately composed work of art. You just say, aha. Somehow it speaks to the order in your own life. This is a realization through art of the very thing that the religions are concerned to render.
That death is life and life is death, and that two are in accord.
You have to have a balance between death and life. They're two aspects of the same thing, which is being, becoming.
And that's in all of these stories?
All of them. I don't know one where death is rejected.